Hey, what's happening? Thanks for joining us this evening on the South Central Indiana News Network. You're listening to What's Happening, where we highlight local news and events for Bloomington and the surrounding region. Skip Daly here, and I'm flying solo tonight as Julie takes the weekend off to celebrate her amazing achievement. She has graduated from her master's program at Indiana University. Congratulations to her, as well as all of the other graduates. In addition to that, a special shout out to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. Enjoy your special day. I'd like to send a special shout out to Sunbelt Rentals. They helped me out of a jam this past week. Amazing service. Check them out on the south side of Bloomington. All right, let's jump right into it. Today is Friday, May the 7th. Let's take a look back at this week in history. On May the 3rd, 1952, the Kentucky Derby was televised nationally for the very first time on the CBS network. On May the 4th, 1904, the United States began construction of the Panama Canal. On May the 5th, in 1866, Memorial Day was first celebrated in the United States, and that took place in Waterloo, New York. And on May the 6th, 1889, the Eiffel Tower was officially opened to the public for the first time. And on May 7th, 1998, Mercedes-Benz bought Chrysler for $40 billion, and they formed the Daimler-Chrysler Corporation, and that was the largest industrial merger in the United States history. And our celebrity birthday today, turning 75, Bill Kreutzmann, drummer for the Grateful Dead, he, along with Mickey Hart, were part of the famous Rhythm Devils. Today on the show, we welcome Jeff Hsu with the Bloomington Blues Group. Our community update is brought to us by the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon, and we feature the music of Craig Brenner and the Crawdads for the month of May. But first, your local news headlines are brought to us today by American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, providing innovative and smart money options for life and health insurance, as well as investments. American Senior Benefits of Bloomington, online at asbofindiana.com. Now here's what's happening. Two bodies were found this week in Bloomington as police were called to the now vacant lot where the Players Pub once stood and found a dead male. The very next day, paramedics responded to the Wheeler Mission in Bloomington after a displaced individual known for sleeping in his car was found unresponsive in their parking lot. In both cases, Bloomington police believe that there was no foul play. Autopsies were ordered for both bodies. The City of Bloomington administration and council leadership have agreed to reschedule their presentation of the city's annexation fiscal plans to Wednesday, May the 19th, in order to create more room in the council's schedule. The fiscal plan will be shared publicly on the city website during the week of May the 10th. After 4 years, the courts have allowed the city to move forward with their plans to annex several thousands of acres, a plan which was opposed by an overwhelming majority of vocal residents during past public meetings, and it was even called an underplanned land grab by many. The Indiana DNR Division of Law Enforcement is looking for highly motivated, outdoor-centered individuals to fill Indiana conservation officer positions across the state. Anyone interested should first read Become a Conservation Officer at on.in.gov/DNRlaw and complete the pre-screening test under the Apply link on that website. Successful completion of the pre-screening test is required to receive an application for the hiring process. The pre-screening test needs to be submitted by midnight June 3rd. An exhibition showcasing costumes from some of Glenn Close's most iconic roles are now on display at the Sidney and Lois Eskenazi Museum of Art at Indiana University. Highlights from the Glenn Close costume collection will be on view until November the 14th. The 8-time Academy Award nominated and 3-time Emmy and Tony Award-winning actress donated her collection of more than 800 pieces and other items to the Eskenazi School in 2017. The collection spans Close's career through film, television, and theater, and it includes pieces from some of her most iconic performances, such as roles in Fatal Attraction, Dangerous Liaisons, and 101 Dalmatians. And Bobby Unser, a 3-time winner of the Indianapolis 500, sadly has passed away this week at the age of 87. Unser won the Indianapolis 500 in 1968, 1975, and again in 1981. Unser, along with his brother Al, are the only pair of brothers to have won the greatest spectacle in racing. After his racing career, Unser became a broadcaster where he earned an Emmy Award for his call of the 1989 Indianapolis 500. And those are your local headlines. We'll be back with more of what's happening after this quick break.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
I'm injury attorney Matt Lloyd. With an injury claim, don't leave cash on the table by not realizing all the Indiana laws that can help you. The insurance company won't tell you about them. But call me for a free consultation to learn all the important steps to get the best settlement. Call or text 812-333-MATT or go online to myinjurycase.com. Let's join forces and fight for a settlement that makes sense for you. 812-333-MATT.
Welcome back. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network. And that was the music of local sensation Craig and the Crawdads. Skip Daly here running without co-pilot Julie Beasley as she graduates this evening with her master's degree from Indiana University. Once again, congratulations to her and all of our local graduates. And our community update is brought to us by the world-famous family-friendly Porthole Inn, the gem of Lake Lemon. The Porthole features amazing food, and their outdoor live music schedule has begun. Check them out on Facebook for more details. And with us today, our community update is brought to us by Katie Norris, returning to the program. She is the founder of Hotels for Homeless. Katie, it is great to have you back. And I understand you have some news to share with us today.
Yes, thank you, Skip. I have some very, very exciting news. We have partnered with the Bloomington Homeless Coalition, and we have opened a brand new transitional house to end homelessness in our community. And it is named after my mother and my partner, Lindsay Dominguez's mother. And the house is named Robin and Trisha's House.
So how did this house come about and where is it?
We had a real estate agent, Deb Tomorrow, who had donated Christmas stockings for our Christmas program at Hotels for Homeless. And she had been working with a local man, Mark Webb, who does a lot of good work in the community and helps out other charities and local businesses. And she gave me a call and said, hey, I have this house and we want to do something good with it for the community. Would you be interested in it? It's got space for up to 10 people and it's a fraction of the cost of the hotels. Would you be interested? And I said, absolutely. And about a week and a half, 2 weeks, we had all the furniture moved in. And on May 1st, we opened the house. 7 men moved in. We have 8 now. And it is basically the same as what we're doing with Hotels for Homeless. We're transitioning people from homeless to housed. So we want them to leave only to go to stable, long-term housing of their own. And this has been a dream of the Bloomington Homeless Coalition since they started last year. So they have teamed up with us. They are helping to manage and run the house. And they are taking donations for the house through them.
All right. Well, it's got to be expensive to run something like this. And I understand you have a fundraising campaign. So go ahead and tell us some details on that. How can folks donate?
Yes. So the special that we're running right now is for Mother's Day, because, of course, the house is named after my mother. So if you donate $10, we will do a shout out on Facebook to your mom. And if you donate 100 or more, we will actually put your mother's name on the wall inside of the house. And the ways to donate are through Bloomington Homeless Coalition, which you can find on Facebook, through PayPal at BTONHOMELESSCOAL. Through Venmo, it's Mary Stewart. Facebook Pay is Molly Malls Dolls. And for large tax deductible donations, you can write a check to Great Harvest Ministries.
Katie, thank you so much for joining us once again. We are impressed thoroughly with all the work that you and your team have been accomplishing here in Bloomington. The latest project, Robin and Trisha's House. We will go ahead and put links so folks can donate up on our website. That was Katie Norris with our community update, founder of Hotels for Homeless, and now the founder of the brand new Robin and Trisha House, which is a transitional housing project for those in our community experiencing homelessness. And as the spring weather is arriving, folks are getting excited for returning to a more normal lifestyle. And with that beautiful weather comes the return of live music. Joining us today is Jeff Hsu, one of the board members of the Bloomington Blues Group. Jeff, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
We definitely appreciate you coming back. I think it's been a while since you've been on.
Yeah, we were just starting out the last time I was on the show. It was just in its infancy stage at that point.
Now, you and your team have done an incredible job of resurrecting the blues jam, which has such an incredibly long history here in town. How long has it been going on?
I don't know the exact amount, but we're looking at between about 35 and 40 years in some form. You know, it's had a lot of different venues and a lot of different people running it. It's essentially the same exact blues jam, and it's made its way through different places. The Bluebird, the Video Saloon way back in the day were venues. And of course, the Players Pub till its demise. We took it over. Joel Cohen and John Misick and I have been putting, you know, everything together. We have a lot of other volunteers. It's a completely volunteer-based group. You know, we're not an official, you know, nonprofit or anything like that. And we've talked about doing that possibly, but what we're really into is just having the blues community presence here in Bloomington and just keeping it going. You know, I grew up with the blues, and it just kind of was the perfect timing for me when we needed to get the blues jam going again. It wasn't sure if it was going to continue or not. In the last couple of years, it's really grown. We've had a great reception. Really, you know, it's Bloomington-based, but we've had people coming from all over, even other states, you know, that have come to the jam as well.
Jeff, the Blues Jam has such a rich history here in Bloomington. However, not all of our listeners are aware. Go ahead and share with us exactly what the Blues Jam is.
Yeah, and I don't know if this has always been the format. It's always been the format since I've been a part of it, which has been, I think it's been about 15 years or so. We have a host band. The host band, they usually play an hour set. They bring all of their amps and drums and that kind of stuff. So they provide that equipment for all the jammers after their host set is done. We have a sign-up sheet, and really any musician's welcome to sign up. This past week, we had actually six drummers sign up. You know, we have a sign-up sheet, and we welcome anyone in the community that wants to come out and play. It's just tough sometimes, you know, if we have a really large list. We always try to get everyone up, and I think we always have, actually. For instance, if there is something, you know, six guitarists or six drummers, what we had to do in the past is just bring them up for a couple songs and maybe keep some of the same people on stage, but, you know, rotate that instrument out. The overall attendance, you know, by musicians has always been huge. You know, everyone in town is really, really, I think now, especially, you know, with things opening back up, they're really, really itching to play. We create a great environment for that. It's something, you know, it's a kind of a judgment-free thing that we have. It's, you know, any level of player can come up and be a part of a jam. And it's working with some of the people, the volunteers that we have with the blues group that really have a focus and just a knowledge of what players to put up with each other, you know, that kind of a thing. It's going extremely well, and I think it's just going to keep growing and growing. The whole community is backing us. Our venues right now are the Porthole Inn and Switchyard Brewing Company. So we have, you know, a kind of downtown Bloomington location, then we have a Lake Lemon out of town, but still Monroe County. The owners at Switchyard, especially, we work a lot with Curtis over there. And then, of course, Joel Cohen at Porthole have been vital in, you know, making this Blues Jam a success. I think this year, you know, we've talked about maybe doing some blues festivals and just really expanding everything, you know, with the Bloomington Blues Group is kind of the moniker that we're using. And, you know, if you want to find us, it's Bloomington Blues Group is one, and then Bloomington, Indiana Blues Jam are two ways to see what's going on.
Right now we're going to take a quick break, but we're going to be back with more of Jeff Hsu talking about the Bloomington Blues Jam. You're listening to What's Happening on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
When you're preparing to buy a new home, the last thing you should have to worry about is the safety of your possessions. Allow Big Boys Moving to professionally oversee the transport of your precious belongings. Big Boys Moving is locally owned with years of experience. Whether your relocation is local or long distance, allow Big Boys to move you with an attitude of gratitude. Call today, 812-947-1479 or online at bbmoving812.com. Back, you're listening to What's Happening. Skip Daly here, joined by Jeff Hsu with the Bloomington Blues Group. Now, Jeff, you've had your first blues jam of the season this past week, and I imagine this is probably one of the first ones in a while. I'm guessing that at least a significant part of last year was canceled due to the health emergency.
It was basically from about May through September. We had a few at the Switchyard, but it just, with it being an indoor venue, we had to cancel quite a few. But this year, we're kind of doing the same thing. With the Switchyard, it's an indoor event, but it's a very large space, and they do a great job of keeping everything spread out. And the Porthole, we're trying to do outside as much as possible. You know, with the restrictions right now in Monroe County, it's been a little harder with the Porthole. You know, the size of the room there is just a little bit smaller, so they really can't at this point have any live music with it being indoors. Yeah, we're keeping, you know, everyone safe right now. We've done that the entire time, and especially at the Porthole being outdoors, it's still the same thing, you know, masks and social distancing and then hand sanitizing, all that kind of stuff. It's the same at both venues. The safety of our musicians and patrons has been a big thing that we've been following. And I think it's gonna start getting a little better.
So what are some of the protocols that musicians need to follow? Do they need to bring their own microphones if they're singing?
Sure, yeah. So we do encourage them to bring their own microphones. At the Switchyard, we have Chris Ramsey running sound. And at both venues, we have their little covers, you know, that go over microphones that are provided. And those are changed out whenever a new singer comes up. You know, it's one of those things, we try to just stay distance on stage with musicians and wear masks. It's a little hard. Certain instruments, you know, a harmonica or a singer can't really do that with a mask. So, you know, we just ask everyone to be very respectful and give each other space. And yeah, it's going extremely well. Everything, you know, everything sanitized. I've felt extremely safe every Blue Sham that we've put on in the last year, even with the pandemic.
Talk to us about the first event of the season that took place this past week. Who was the host group?
Oh, we had, it's a new band, and they're called Camaro Face. Yeah, I think it's a very interesting band name. It's some longtime people that have been playing music in town. Joe McCadden, Oliver Whitman, and Casey. I can't remember your last name. I've played a lot with all of those people, and it was a really good success. We actually had to move it. We were scheduled for the Porthole. There was some rain on that night, so we moved it to the Switchyard for this one time, you know, having it be the opening event of the season, you know, for us, that we decided the Switchyard was very kind in letting us move it over there.
This coming Tuesday, you're scheduled to return to the Switchyard, and who do you have hosting that week?
So that's actually a band I'm in this week.
A little nepotism doesn't hurt.
Well, yeah, I started out with the Blues Jam as a player, and it's, you know, it's one of those things I try to give everyone a fair shake. So it's something that this will be our third year, you know, with our kickoff kind of a thing, or close to it, where we've had King Bee and the Stingers in the first or second week of the jam. And it's, you know, the one that we do each year kind of a thing.
Well, in all fairness, King Bee and the Stingers, they're a great band. They've been around for a long time, and they're a big deal, not only locally, but internationally, actually. Their last album achieved incredible success, and we actually feature a lot of their music here on our show. So you and the rest of the folks of King Bee will be out on May the 11th, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, at Switchyard Brewing Company, which is, it's the old Jake's. And, you know, the following week we'll be at the Porthole. We're rotating back and forth between the venues the best we can. We have a calendar up right now. I actually have host bands booked all the way through September 14th. The musicians, like I said, are really eager to play right now. We've had people from all over the state, you know, contact us to play. We have some great bands coming. We do a few special bands, which, you know, King Bee and the Stingers is one, Governor Davis, Gordon Bonham and Gene Deere are going to play together. Brandon Bonner of the Cosmic Situation, who is up in Indy, he's coming down as well. So we have some really, really talented groups, a lot of local groups from Bloomington and the kind of surrounding area that you don't want to miss for sure.
All right, now that you've named some of the regional acts or some of the acts that might be local but have more established fan base, who are some of the other Bloomington-based bands that we can expect to find at the Bloomington Jam?
Yeah. So I have kind of a list here, and J.C. Clements Band is out of the Nashville, Indiana area. High Street Jack, Forest Grass, he's been playing around forever, has a really good band around him. Homemade Jam is another one, same thing, just a lot of pro musicians. The Movin' Hips, that's another band that I'm in, actually, with Marv Druin and Mark Carnes and Ed Kinzer. Another one-off kind of local legend is Piney Woods we're going to have. Another band, the 145s, another just group of seasoned veterans playing. Jason and the Bass Cadets, Cliff and the Guardrails. Some of these, you know, it's a lot of guys that play in multiple bands. OK Boomer, O2R, people that you've probably seen playing, you know, that have been playing around the area for 20, 30, 40 years kind of a thing. The tradition really continues. As I said, this has been going on for almost 40 years, and a lot of people have been doing it that whole time.
Jeff, what are your hopes for the Blues Jam moving forward? Are you looking to add additional venues and opportunities for performances? Are you looking to grow the audience that comes out and appreciates the music? Are you looking to add to the musician corps that come out and perform? What are your hopes?
Yeah, I think that we would like to grow back. You know, our goal right now is to get back to where we were before the pandemic. We were running really strong, and I think we're actually pretty close to that. What I would really like to see happen, and this has been our goal all along, one of our goals, is to get some younger people to come out. We're really pushing hard to get, you know, we've been in contact with Jacob's School of Music and, you know, going through IU to get some more students. We're also going to contact, you know, some of the local, the high school and middle school band programs, just to see, you know, if we can get more of the youth, younger musicians out. We'd really like, I think that's a good way for us to continue the jam. And I know that's how I was. I grew up near Chicago, and a friend's dad, who was a drummer, took me to a blues jam, you know, when I was about, I was probably 12 or so. And I remember I had to go, and, you know, it was one of those things, I had to go in the kitchen of this bar, and then they would bring me out to play on the stage kind of thing. And so, you know, I want to see more of that. And our, both of our venues do have all ages sections. The Switchyard is completely all ages, and the Porthole has a family room. So all ages are welcome to come jam. The audience has always been pretty great, just getting the word out more. And eventually we'd really like to throw a bigger, you know, have a festival, bring in maybe some national touring bands kind of a thing. So that's one of our goals. But right now we're pretty content with what we have going on, doing it every Tuesday, having the blues jam every Tuesday at our two venues. We'd love to work with more venues as well. We, you know, we've talked with other venues in the area about doing some weekend jams here and there, you know, just maybe once or twice a year kind of a thing. So be on the lookout for that. But yeah, I'm really happy with where we're at, and I hope that we can continue to grow.
Well, excellent. Family-friendly venues, both the Porthole and up at Lake Lemon, who incidentally is celebrating their 65th anniversary this year, and also Switchyard Brewery right here in downtown Bloomington. Again, those are alternating Tuesdays, and the music begins at 8 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah, the host band plays from 8 to 9, and then we have the open jam from 9 to 11.
Musicians Wanted would be the theme. If you play an instrument and it can accompany blues music, go ahead and bring it down to the Porthole Inn at Lake Lemon or the downtown Bloomington Switchyard Brewery to join with your fellow musicians on stage. Sign up early. Music starts at 8 o'clock.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's always someone there to help in our group. If it's someone that isn't all that experienced, it's really a learning tool, you know? I mean, that's a lot of people that are at the jam now came barely knowing how to play an instrument and then kind of cut their teeth on the stage too. So it's really cool, you know, to see certain people that are just incredible musicians now. And they started right on the same blues jam stage, you know, that we're doing now, where it's fun to see that growth for sure.
All right. So we can find you on Bloomington Blues Jam over on Facebook, right?
Yeah, Bloomington, Indiana Blues Jam and also Bloomington Blues Group. Those are the two places to find us on Facebook.
All right, Jeff, we've got about a minute left. Give one final pitch to our audience.
Yeah, so we have a great lineup. Check that schedule out on Facebook. There are some really, really great bands, musicians. If you are in a band and you would like to host, I've left some dates later this year. Contact me on Facebook. My name is Jeff Hsu, and on behalf of the Bloomington Blues Group, thank you all so much. Thanks for having me, Skip.
Well, Jeff, I thank you for being here. Appreciate what you do, and I encourage everyone listening to check out the Bloomington Blues Jam. We'd also like to thank our friends at the Porthole Inn for sponsoring our community update each week, as well as Craig Brenner and the Crawdads for providing our music for the month of May. On behalf of Julie and the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network, my name is Skip Daly. Join us each and every week as we keep you in touch with what's happening.